Inside a workshop at Ketchikan's National Guard Armory, Tlingit Master Carver Tommy Joseph is hard at work. He's slowly shaving a block of wood into the shape of a dorsal fin with an oddly shaped knife.
And the tool that you're using, does that have a particular name or?
Charlie.
He then trades Charlie, the reverse bent knife, for a tool that looks like a sickle but works like a hammer. Large wood shavings fall to the floor. The new dorsal fin will later be affixed to the Heritage Center's killer whale house post, which is like a small totem pole. It's a small piece of a larger project to restore three of the museum's house posts. Historically, house posts are carved to honor events, clans, or tribes. Joseph says they were cracked on the outside due to decades of wear.
It's time to take care of them, treat them a bit, and clean them, then treat them, and hopefully give them lots and lots of life in the future here.
The three posts were carved in the mid-1980s as part of the Heritage Center's Native Art Studies program. Students worked for 6 months alongside Indigenous master carvers to create five posts for the museum's exterior. But like totem poles, house posts traditionally aren't restored. They're meant to last the lifespan of a person, about 80 years, then returned to the earth for decomposition. But these house posts have only been around for about half of that time, and museum staff say they still have life in them.
They tell the story of the Totem Heritage Center in a way that is not just about the totem poles inside of it.
That's museum director Samantha Forsco, who says the house posts document the museum's history and relationships between students and instructors.
This is one of a handful of totem restoration projects Joseph has been a part of in Southeast Alaska. He says each one is different from the last. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Hunter Morrison.